Councilman Charlie, would you give the invocation, please?
Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, I'd ask Ms. Reardon to please explain item number 9.
Agenda item number 9 was a resolution regarding the property at 922 Franklin Street. It was a weed and debris resolution, and the property was reinspected by code enforcement today, this afternoon, and they found that it had been voluntarily cleaned up by the owner and brought into compliance. So staff has asked that this be removed from the agenda. Staff will send out a thank you letter to thank them for that. And I have some updated photos of that. I just didn't have a set for everyone, but otherwise it has been cleaned up and no further action is needed at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Reardon. Number 1 on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
I move approval of the agenda.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Number 2, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I'd ask Mr. Hernandez to briefly discuss D3.
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council, this is a consider approval to award bid 2019-12 to the highest bidders. Back on May 19th, City Council approved the city to go out for sealed bids on 12 different properties. Each property received at least 3 bids, and the high bidders, Wayne Ballard was the high bidder on 8 properties, and Mesa Properties was the high bidder on 4 other properties. And we're here today. I think the deeds, everything was attached in the packet for your information review, and we're here today to get your approval for these transfer of these properties. This hopefully will bring a little more infill.
Questions or comments from the council?
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number 3, consider approval of request to allow Guadalupe Brewing Company to host a beer garden at the 2019 Chili Cook-Off at the Beach Bench Hill, November 9, 2019. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to allow Guadalupe Brewing Company to host a beer garden at the 2019 Chili Cook-Off at the Beach Bend Shell property. In your package is included a map that shows the approximate location of where the beer garden will be. Jerry Flores is requesting permission for Guadalupe Brewing Company. They want to sell beer in a controlled beer garden. They'll be roped off, and you will need a valid ID to enter. They are providing security for the event, private security, to manage this. And the Planning Department will recommend approval with the following 3 conditions: that the alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Mr. Flores and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, included but not limited to fencing of the service area, carding customers, and providing security, which they've done. And both Mr. Flores and the alcohol server shall name the city of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in the amount to be approved by the city administrator.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Well, Mr. Flores there tonight. Do you have a statement you'd like to make, Mr. Flores?
At the annual chili cook-off, which we're going to follow up, hopefully, if all goes well, if everything goes well, we're going to have the sports theme this year. We're going to get out a number of different sports. We're going to have a table of sports, all type of sports where people can come out and show their photos, show the memories of everybody's what they've done, either in golfing or horseback riding or whatever kind of sports we can get out. Try something different this year. Along with chili.
Question for Mr. Flores.
Big crowd, Jerry?
I try to make it big enough, yeah. It's been pretty decent.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Flores.
I make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
You're approved.
Thank you.
Number four, consider approval and authorization of the sale of approximately 0.626 acres of City of Carlsbad-owned property at the Cascades Development to Oxbow Investments, LLC. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. This item is a request to move a piece of property that's located at the Cascades Development into the hands of Oxbow Investments, LLC. They submitted a plat that split the property, city-owned property at the location into two parcels. The parcel to be moved is, I think, referred to as lot 22B on the plat in your packet. It's approximately 0.626 acres. They have proposed to purchase the property at 83 cents, I think, per square foot, which is the price that the CDOD sold the other pieces of property at the location. Planning staff and city staff would recommend approval, and I'll answer any questions that you have on this item.
Question for Mr. Patterson?
I believe that the applicant is planning to do a big housing and commercial development on the property, and this would be part of that.
DOD have knowledge of this? Do they know what's planned?
Yes, I believe that they do.
May I move for approval?
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Abstain.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of an appeal of the certified floodplain manager's denial of a floodplain development permit and request for a variance from the city's flood damage prevention ordinance for property located at 200 Cascades Drive, appellate Oxbow Investments. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request by Oxbow Investments, LLC for a variance from the city's floodplain or flood prevention ordinance. In this request, the appellant is proposing to build a new commercial and residential structure at the subject property with a elevation, the bottom floor elevation being 31.08 feet above sea level. The base flood elevation in the area is 3111.8, so they will be 3 feet below base flood elevation at the location. Our ordinance states that we are prohibited from allowing development in those areas to be built below base flood elevation. However, I didn't include it in the packet, but there is an option that the developer can pursue. Since the bottom floor of the proposed development would be commercial, they are allowed to have an engineer submit design to floodproof the bottom floor, and that would allow for the council to grant a variance under that condition. Floodproofing would involve building it in a certain way where any flood waters that inundated the area would not penetrate the bottom floor of the building. It requires that you use floodproof materials, have all of your utilities elevated as far as electrical panels, HVAC, things of that nature need to be elevated higher than the base flood elevation. If the developer is in agreement with that condition, then planning staff and myself would recommend approval of the variance request. If not, I would recommend denial of the variance.
Jeff, what are the other buildings there at Cascades? Are they at?
I think that
did they answer variance?
When you look at the map, I think that 400.2 is probably right at base flood elevation. I'm not sure on it. I think that the Cave Karst building is below.
Below that? Did they get?
It's below base flood.
Did they get a variance?
I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. I'm assuming that they did, but.
Further questions for Mr. Patterson?
Mayor, I have a question. It states in the packet it's like within 1 foot, very bottom, once they pack it and everything. It's not actually three. It's the very end. It says one. Is 1 foot going to make that big a difference?
On the appellant's floodplain development permit that he filled out, he puts the base flood elevation at 3109. I looked at the FEMA maps, and I put it at 3111. So he's proposing to build at 3108.8, and what I calculated the base flood elevation at was 3111.8, so he would be 3 feet below if he proposed to build at 3108. But either way, yeah, a foot can matter. Everything matters to FEMA, and so anything that's built below would be frowned upon from FEMA unless they can floodproof it for commercial. That's an option for commercial development.
Can FEMA deny what they're trying to build here? Do they have a say in what we're doing?
No, they don't deny themselves, but what they will do is they'll charge more for flood insurance. Your rates will go way up, and it also can affect the rest of the town's ability to get flood insurance and what they pay. If we allow development in floodplain areas below base flood elevation, that's how FEMA can affect us.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. I think we have Mr. Goodall here. Would you like to make a statement? Would you state your name for the record, please?
Scott Goodale, managing member of Oxbow, mayor, the council. As was pointed out, that 3109.8 was provided by our civil engineer, Pettigrew, out of Hobbs. So we feel that whether it's in or out, it is below the floodplain. We are putting in a concrete deck and a concrete second floor with steel structures to be able to support any issues that may come through. The floodproofing or waterproofing up to 5 feet above violates the covenants of the CDOD. So putting a 5 foot steel structure up on the wall of the entrance to the commercial isn't really practical. We are going to go ahead and put in, you know, our power is going to be above 4 feet. The breaker boxes are already going to be above 4 feet. Gas coming in won't be an issue. Plumbing, of course, is always going to be an issue. So overall, the residences who are trying to get insurance on their property will have elevation certificates way above the floodplain elevation. As Mr. Patterson had mentioned, the bottom, the only limitation would be insurance. Well, we're self-insured, self-owned, no lien on the property, so we didn't feel that was a major issue with obtaining insurance on the property. Tenants will not have to have physical structure insurance as the way it's set up. So, again, we didn't feel that that was a major hindrance to building approximately 1 foot below the floodplain. Not to be cynical, but if we flood out, the city's got bigger problems than ours. So, any questions?
Questions for Mr. Goodall?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, make a motion we allow the variance.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Abstain.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
No.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
What's the vote count?
Six and four.
Huh. Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2019-39, a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the New Mexico Department of Transportation. Well, I'm skipping one here. Let me get back to, I kind of wanted to skip this one, I think. Number six, consider approval of an appeal of the decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission to deny a variance request for the placement of a structure within the required 5-foot side setback at 215 and 217 North 4th Street, zoned R1 Residential 1 District, Appellate Mitchell Franson. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council members. As stated, this is an appeal of the decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission. They denied a variance request by the appellant at their July 1st meeting. The appellant wishes to replat his property at 215 and 217 North 4th Street. He wants to create two new lots, I think, and one of the lots is going to be divided right down the middle of a carport structure that's on the property now. One side of the structure serves this property to the south. One side of the structure serves the property to the north. It's one structure at the moment. Planning Department recommended denial of this variance request to the Planning and Zoning Commission due to the fact that we didn't feel it was proper to have a property line running through an existing structure like that. But this prompted the applicant for the variance to seek out a local welding shop to see if the structure could be separated into two separate structures. As far as the welder said, they could separate that and create two separate structures. Ergo, there wouldn't be a problem with one piece of property, one owner owning half of it, the other owning the other half. Since it can be separated, and the appellant has talked with our building official as well, Planning Department would not have a problem with granting the appeal and overturning Planning and Zoning Commission. Our only issue with it was the fact that the property line was going to divide an existing structure. If it can be two separate structures, then we don't have an issue. This is set well off of the street. It's set well away from either structure to the north or to the south, so we don't see that there's a problem with the setbacks either.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you don't have
So we need to remove, it was removed from the table, so we need a vote to, a motion and a second to put it back on the table.
I make a motion to remove this from the table and put it back on the agenda.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mayor, I've got a question. Or was there a motion and a second?
Yes.
To put it back on the agenda.
No, yes.
To take it off the table.
Take it off. Okay.
Yeah.
Ready to call for the vote.
Thank you.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes. Now we'll convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Walterscheid, did you have something you wanted to say? Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. Is it permissible to have a property line with right on the, like we were doing this? Is this permissible?
For the location zoning, you're not supposed to have a structure right on the property line like that. There are some zonings that allow zero lot lines. In this case, our setback standard is primarily for to provide emergency access around all of the residential structures in town and to keep a fire separation between structures that are built close together. It's primarily aesthetics as well, but primarily those are the two things that we think about. In this case, I don't see the structure being there and the lot line going through the middle of it. As long as it's two separate structures, I don't think that it hinders upon either one of those. So that's why I say that the planning department wouldn't have a problem with it if it was separate.
As long as you don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Mayor, I have a question.
I've got a question. Go ahead.
I got a question, Mayor. Jeff, that carport, there. Am I right? Are they going to share the driveway as well?
Yes, sir.
So what happens if they don't like each other in the future and they have to split it and put a wall? They're going to be able to
park
their cars and get in and out?
They separate the structure. They can build a wall right down the middle of the driveway. It's wide enough.
Wide enough to get on both sides? And,
we see that all over town where the driveways are together with a wall or a fence in between them. So that's not usually an issue. Okay. That could happen. I mean, possible. Right.
Okay. I've got a question. Are we going to vote on this structure, or is this structure going to be separated into two separate? Because one half is supported by the verticals of the other half.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly have the authority to, if you decide that you want to award the appeal and overturn the decision, you can condition it that the structure be separated. That's certainly something that you can do.
Okay. No further questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider the variance request. And I'd like to ask Ms. Roden to explain this.
This is one of those situations where the decision of planning and zoning was to deny the variance being from the side yard setback. So if you vote to uphold P&Z's decision, that's a denial of the variance. If you vote to overturn P&Z's decision, that would grant him the variance. So this is one of those situations where it seems a little reversed. So depending on how you phrase the motion, we need to be real careful about how people vote so that they understand the motion. So,
when we get the motion, we'll let you explain it. Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I'd make a motion to overturn planning and zoning's decision. I'm sorry, and allow the variance.
Okay, to allow the variance.
Make that conditional on separating.
Yes. As long as it's yes, separate. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Accept that.
Was that a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and now,
okay.
Again.
Then, as stated, a vote in favor of this motion would be a vote to grant the variance. A vote against this motion would be a vote to deny the variance. The variance would allow as stated and amended, the variance would allow the two structures to remain there, the property to be divided, but he would have to separate these two structures, which we understand a welder has told him can be done.
Okay. Did everybody understand? Then we'll call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes. Mr. Rubin, you want to explain how that what we've got now?
Essentially, council has overturned the decision of planning and zoning, and the variance has been granted.
Okay.
On the condition that the buildings be set, the carports be separated into two structures.
Okay. Okay. Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2019-39, a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the New Mexico Department of Transportation 5311 program for funding assistance for FY 2021-22 for municipal transit system. Mr. Moore.
Mr. Mayor, Council. So this is our annual grant that assists us with operating in addition to administrative funding. what we're asking for, our local match for administrative would be $81,795 and some change. For operating, it'll be $431,684. And for capital, we're doing a few things. Requesting some replacement vans. Obviously, our fleet gets old. We've got some older vans we need to continue to replace. Remember, this is for FY21. Right? We've been awarded two new vans for FY19 that'll be coming in shortly. And we've got one for FY20. So this is quite some time in the future here. So we're looking for two new vans. For 3 years, I've been looking for assisted funding for bus shelters. We want to try to shelter 30 of our 50 stops around town, get people out of the sun, out of the elements, help a little with that. Also, surveillance systems, not only at the facility, but at the vans, are all analog, getting to pretty old technology, can't really tell specifics of issues or events, so we're just looking to upgrade that for a better safety and security throughout the agency. And a small capital request replaced all the expired first aid kits and bloodborne pathogen cleanup kits. So just kind of a average, every year we put in for this same 5311. NMDOT is the grantee of this grant. We're hoping for approval.
Question for Mr. Moore?
One question, Mayor. Mr. Moore, when we apply for this grant, obviously we get it traditionally. Do we get the full amount, or do they give some variation of that?
Usually not quite. We've been at a flat line for the past 2 years, as a matter of fact. So we continue to apply for the different funding, allowing for inflation and other factors, but we usually get about 50% of what we gun for. So no, we don't get the full award.
World, but we're happy with what we get.
Exactly. Yeah, and so exactly. You can prioritize the application. So I've obviously got the vehicles on top priority, and scale it on down.
All right. Thanks.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of resolution 2019-40, a resolution stating the requirements for notice of public meetings of the governing body, boards, commissions, committees, agencies, authorities, or other policy-making bodies of the city of Carlsbad. Ms. Morales.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The city is required by state statute, which governs open meetings, to annually adopt a resolution stating the requirements for notice of public meetings. There have been no changes to the Open Meetings Act, and staff recommends approval in order to be in compliance with state statutes. Have any questions?
Questions for Ms. Morales? Thank you.
Thank you.
I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Number 10, consider approval of Resolution 2019-42, a resolution requiring the removal of the trash and debris at 210 East Church Street, owner Patrick J. Carrillo. Ms. Reardon.
This is a property that's on East Church Street, kind of down towards the beach area. It's a corner lot. It is a residential structure in a residential neighborhood. The structure is not at issue. It's the condition of the property. Code enforcement has been in contact or has tried to contact the family about this or about the condition of the property. There's some weed and debris on it, kind of some outdoor storage of random items. Of particular concern to code enforcement, as you can see from this photo, are three very large, what appear to be very dead trees that are shedding limbs and loose bark. And because it's a corner lot, this is falling onto two streets and onto the sidewalks that abut both sides, kind of into the pedestrian area. But so the front yard, the main concern is those. But as you can see in the side yards and in the photos you're about to see of the backyard, there's also just some random debris and much taller growth. Although there's code enforcement has made numerous attempts to contact the family to get them to clean this up, it does not look as if somebody's living at the house. The property has not been cleaned, as you can see from the weed growth, and there's patches of what appear to be tall and now dead weeds. This has been going on for some time. The property remains not in compliance, and it has been code enforcement's recommendation and the fire marshal's recommendation that this property be considered for a weed and debris cleanup condemnation. In that case, if this resolution as drafted is adopted by council, the owners would have 30 days from service, which would either be by posting in publication if they cannot be found inside the city limits of Carlsbad, or by personal service if they can be found. They would have 30 days from that date to clean up the property and bring it into compliance. If they do not, the city would have the work done or hire somebody to do the work, and all reasonable charges for that work would become a lien against the property. A certified letter was sent to the name and address as given on the Eddy County Assessor's records. My office sent that. The letter did go out. We have received no response from that letter. I do not know if anybody is present here today to discuss.
We have a representative here. Apparently not. Questions for Ms. Reardon?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Moves us now to number 11, council committee reports. Does any council member have an update?
Mayor, I was in Albuquerque yesterday for the statewide Census 2020 gathering. It was a very well-attended meeting. At least 250 people were there, representatives. And we are now working with our third representative for our Permian Basin area, which I really don't understand why an area this vital is having trouble keeping someone on. But we have Stephen Montaño, who will be working with us now. I believe we'll be moving forward very well with this, but there are some very significant issues that are very pertinent to this area that don't affect a lot of other areas, mainly man camps and the transient workforce that are here. And if they're here for more than half the year, we're supposed to be able to count them, but actually getting them to count themselves when they do this online is going to be real tricky. We will push forward and persevere.
And I might mention that Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez is the chairman of our census committee. Anyone else? Any other council member?
That's not the town hall meeting. You want to talk about the town hall meeting?
Go ahead.
Last night we had Congresswoman Xochitl Torres Small come in for town hall meeting. Again, is very well attended, very well mediated by Councilor Chavez.
Thank you.
There were a lot of really good questions asked, a lot of good answers given. a lot of notes taken that will be going back to Washington. And I know one of the issues that I brought up with her last night, I got an email on just this morning. So there was they did listen and they did act, and there has been quick response. So I appreciate her coming down and being here and being as proactive as she is.
Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, that moves us to number 12. And I'd call Lisa Anaya Flores. Counselor?
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn, please.
We have a motion to adjourn. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
We're adjourned.